Hey ladies, it's the last episode of this three-part series, the top 10 non-negotiable habits for weight loss. So let's just get into it, shall we?
Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach, and I am super excited to bring you the last episode of this series. But before I jump into the points here, I want to say happy March to you. And yes, it is March. Can you believe it? I always try to come up with something new and creative to say at the beginning of a new month because I really cannot wrap my head around the fact that we are in March. So yes, we are in March and happy March to you. I just celebrated another birthday. Yes, your girl just had another year around the sun and I am so blessed and I am so thankful to be here sharing my passion for health and wellness with you. So with all that being said, we are closing out this series, and today I will be taking you through the last four habits you need to embrace in your quest to lose weight. That was a little dramatic, wasn't it? Okay, so it's not that deep, but these next four habits are really important. So let's jump into it. All right, so the seventh non-negotiable habit is get your rest, ladies. Get your rest. Now, this one, it's kind of simple and straightforward, just like habit six, which is to drink your water. But like drinking your water, many of us miss the mark on this one too. Now, I know the sleep thing, it's a real struggle. And I mean, the struggle is real. You remember those days when you would go to bed and boom, it was like morning? Now you go to sleep and you drift off and then you wake up. You maybe wake up to a nonstop list of things to do going off in your head. Or you wake up to the dread of the upcoming day or the upcoming events or upcoming conversations that keep you up and keep your mind racing. Or you might have a partner that snores. That would be me. That's the deal in my house. And I'm here to tell you, ladies, I'm the one that snores. I'm the one that snores. So say a little prayer for my husband because I'm the one that's keeping him up at night. But you get my point. So many things prevent us from getting a good night's sleep. And let's not forget technology. Ladies, I'm here to tell you the blue light special is not where it's at. Speaking of blue light, how many of you guys remember the blue light special from Kmart? You remember that? And if you know, you know. But I digress. So let's get back to the blue light. Now, I know you know this already, but because I care about you, I'm going to remind you. The blue light from our beloved devices, like our phones and our iPads and our computers, they really have an impact on our sleep, and not in a good way. It can actually slow down or stop your body's release of melatonin, which is the hormone that regulates your sleep. And I've linked, by the way, a really good article in the show notes that explains how. And again, I know you know all of this, but yet we all seem to be okay with it just being a part of our nightly routine.
But we shouldn't, because good restorative sleep is crucial. Good restorative rest, it's crucial to not only your overall health, but it's also crucial to weight loss goals. And I did an episode sometime back on sleep, and I talked about three reasons why you need to prioritize your sleep. Not going to go over the entire episode, but one point I want to focus on from that episode is that sleep helps to keep your weight under control. Well, how you say? Well, let me tell you. Lack of sleep can cause higher levels of the hormone ghrelin, which, by the way, increases appetite, and it lowers levels of the hormone leptin, which leads to us feeling less full. Now, ladies, this hormone imbalance, I'm going to tell you, girls, it's a setup. And I mean, it's a setup for gaining weight. But something as simple as getting more sleep can help bring these hormones back in balance. So don't set yourself up, ladies. Get your beauty sleep. All right. So the next non-negotiable habit you need to embrace on your weight loss journey is reducing stress. Again, you know this, and I know this. We all know this, and yet here we are, just balls of stress bouncing through the universe, stressing over everything, and I mean everything. Things we said, things we didn't say, things we did, we didn't do, wish we could do, things that happened 5 days ago, 5 years ago, that will happen 5 years from today, or 10 years from tomorrow. I mean, you get the picture. Now, there are so many things that we can do and that we know to do to help us when we are highly stressed. And I've talked about those in previous episodes. But here's the one thing that I want to do more when stress is getting the best of me. And that is to simply pray. Psalms chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 say, "Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress, have mercy on me, and hear my prayer." So instead of stressing about it, let's pray about it. And trust me, it's a struggle for me too. So it's on my heart to remind you that we have to rely on His word first to help us navigate these really, really hard times. Know that we can't and we're not designed to do it all and to embody all of this stress, because it impacts us deeply, and I mean deeply, physically and mentally. And I know that stress is inevitable, but we can be intentional about how we respond to stress. We need to know what our triggers are, know how we typically respond, and learn how you can respond differently, so that you can minimize how it impacts your overall well-being. And that all begins with prayer. All right, so with that being said, the second to the last non-negotiable habit is to embrace the 80-20 rule. Yes, ladies, we need to embrace it with all of our being. We don't need to go hard in the paint all the time. I used to say that all the time. I'm going hard in the paint. We don't need to go hard in the paint all the time. Weight loss and our journey to better overall health, it's a marathon and not a sprint. Let me say it again for the ladies in the back. It's a marathon and not a sprint. I know it sounds cliche, but I need you to hear me out. Please hear me out. I've seen people start over again and over and over and over again, going from 0 to 100, doing all the things to lose weight and throwing everything at it, including the kitchen sink, working out 7 days a week, eating the standard chicken, broccoli, and rice, drinking all the water and taking all the supplements, to find themselves a few weeks or even a few days later frustrated because they simply can't maintain it all. It was too much, too fast, too soon. And let me say this, no judgment, because I've been there. I've done that. I've got the t-shirt and the hat, which is why I can say it so well. I know what that's like. But what I've learned over time is that it's very difficult and detrimental to my overall well-being when I'm all in, 0 to 100 for a set period of time, and then I go back to my old ways. that set me up for a roller coaster of eating, quote, good and dieting, and then eating, quote, bad and overeating all the things. And because I was a competitor, and back in the day, I was inundated by all the lose weight quick marketing and all those infomercials. Who remembers all of those infomercials? They used to come on all times of night and early in the morning. I just remember all of those. And oh my gosh, what a time, what a time. But back then, I had the mindset of when I get to this weight or when I look this way, then I can whatever it was that I wanted to do. And it was an all or nothing mentality until that goal was accomplished. But as I've gotten older and wiser, I realized that you can have flexibility and still meet your weight loss goals. And more importantly, live a sustainable, healthy lifestyle. I want to emphasize the word sustainable because a lot of what I did in the past was not sustainable. And I know that many of you probably can relate. So I encourage you to embrace the 80-20 rule as a guide for your everyday habits. 80% of the time, prioritize eating nutrient-dense foods, hydrating your body, getting your rest, and all of the other things that you know are foundational to your health and wellness. And for the other 20% of the time, have your favorite meals, have your favorite foods, have your favorite drinks, stay up a little later, binge your favorite show, do all the things that bring you joy. I used to call them like cheat meals and cheat days when I competed. And I know that a lot of people still say that, but I want to take away that cheat or treat stigma. I want to take that away. Because if you tell yourself that you can only have that snack or only that meal or drink that drink only as a cheat meal, then trust me, you're going to want it and you're going to crave it even more. I found that having a mindset of I can enjoy whatever I want within reason and balance, I found that to be more sustainable. All right, so the last non-negotiable habit for weight loss is, drumroll please, accountability. Find someone you can count on and someone who can count on you to be on this journey with you. A family member, a friend, a coworker, a coach. Find someone who is either on the journey with you or who has been on the journey and knows what it takes and more importantly, understands how to support you. Having an accountability partner or a team works the best when there is mutual encouragement, trust, concern, and for me, most importantly, compassion. When you have someone or some friends who are there to encourage you when it gets hard or support you when you fall off your game for a bit, it can really help keep you motivated. And on that same note, you can do the same for your accountability partner. I have a friend, she's a coach as well, and we message each other just about every morning to give each other support. It helps me to A, know that she's in this with me as a coach, and B, I know she's counting on me to be in this with her as well. So there's a balance in our relationship as accountability partners. And I encourage you to find someone or a group that you are equally supporting each other because let me tell you, there is nothing worse than feeling like you are always dragging or pushing someone all the time and that you're not being supported. And on the flip side, you don't want to be the draggy either. So if you haven't already, find someone that can run this race with you and be your accountability partner. And one last thing I want to say about accountability is that while it is great to have an accountability partner, the number one person you need to be accountable to is yourself. You have to have the accountability to keep the promises you make to yourself. There are times when you're going to have to dig deep to do what it takes to keep making progress. And if you keep the promises you make to yourself, you'll build self-trust, self-confidence, and you'll build momentum to keep going.
So there you have it, ladies, the last four of my top 10 non-negotiable habits for weight loss over 40. So let me run them all back to you one more time. Number one, focus on body recomposition and not just losing weight. Number two, know your macros. Know what it takes for you to lose, gain, or maintain your weight. Number three, prioritize protein. Four, eat breakfast. Five, give your gut a rest, girl. Six, drink your water. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Seven, get your rest. Eight, minimize stress. Nine, use the 80-20 rule. And 10, get some accountability. Find a trusted source of support. And most importantly, be accountable to yourself. That wraps up this series. And I have two things I want to tell you really quickly before I close out this episode. First, I want to let you know that I still have one-on-one coaching spots if you need support and accountability with your weight loss goals. If you work with me, I'm going to partner with you to create a customized plan based on your goals, your lifestyle, and your season of life. You'll get one-on-one coaching sessions and you'll have access to me daily via Voxer for questions or feedback. So if you're looking to be supported and encouraged by someone who will be on this journey with you to help you achieve your goals, click on the link in the show notes and book a discovery call with me. And the second thing that I want to leave with you is this quote that is attributed to Wayne W. Dyer, and that is, healthy habits are learned in the same way as unhealthy ones, through practice. All right, love, and that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.